Amen. I decree and declare salvation. I decree and declare healing. I decree and declare joy is our portion. I decree and declare rooted and grounded in love. I decree and declare the goodness of the Lord. I decree and declare the renewing of our spirit. I decree and declare walking in divine healing. I decree and declare victory. I decree and declare the great harvest. I decree and declare the overflow. I decree and declare debt cancellation. I decree and declare bills paid in full. I decree and declare we are rich. I decree and declare wealth. I decree and declare health. I decree and declare wisdom and knowledge. I decree and declare increase. I decree and declare protection. I decree and declare relationship healing. I decree and declare soulmate is given to those who so desire. I decree and declare we are perfect, whole, complete, and divine. I decree and declare all things work out for our good. I decree and declare breakthrough. I decree and declare the great harvest. I decree and declare laughter, happiness, and joy. Can we open the line so we can speak in our heavenly language?
Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Thank you, Father God. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Thank you, God, for your mercy, your goodness, your love, and your loving kindness. Thank you for bringing us together once again, God, offering up our praises to you, Lord, offering up thanksgiving to you, God, praying, seeking your ear, God, thanking you for your love and your grace, your mercy, your goodness, God, your protection, your provisions. Glory to your name, God. We love you and we praise you. We worship you, Lord, and we thank you for being in the midst of us. You said we're two or three are gathered together. You are in the midst, God. Thank you so much for your presence. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, God. Thank you for your guardian angels. Thank you for all the provisions you have provided us to be able to pray. Thank you, God, for the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah and for their vision in allowing us this platform, God. Thank you for each and every prophet on the line, each and every prophetess. Thank you, God, for their diligence, God. Oh, God, bless them in a mighty way. Strengthen them, protect them, give them peace, God, and sweet sleep on tonight or this morning, wherever they might be. Thank you, God, for your mercy. Hallelujah for your mercy, God. I thank you for my healing, God. Every day I thank you for it. I thank you, Lord, and I love you. And I thank you for the healing of those whose names are on the sick list. Sick and shut in might they be, or ill in some form or fashion, God. God, touch their bodies, touch their minds, touch their hearts, strengthen them, God. Send out your healing virtue, and I thank you for that, Lord. And for each and every person listening in on the line, God, bless them in a mighty way. Strengthen them, protect them, give them increase, oh God. Allow them to see 2018 and to accomplish all that they have in their hearts and their minds. Lord, touch the families, oh God, especially those up here in the Northeast where it's so cold, God. I pray for those who might be without shelter, Lord. Give them shelter, oh God. Oh God, this cold that we haven't had it this cold in a long time, but God, you are the creator of this universe. You know everything about it, God. Thank you, God, for warmth and shelter, food and peace and love and protection, God. Thank you for your mercy. Hallelujah. Your mercy endures forever. I love you and I thank you. And if there's anything I've forgotten, Holy Ghost, you speak for me. I give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father God, just thank you for being in your presence this morning. And I thank you for the synergy of all the prophets that's on the line. I thank you for Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan for being a yes to ministry and to the prophetic. I thank you for all the people that's on the sick and shut-in list. May you heal them totally. I thank you for my family, and I thank you for wisdom and clarity. I thank you for new beginnings, and I thank you for new connections and new opportunities. I thank you for being in the gap, standing in the place for all the people who are wanting to get to know who you are. And I thank you for all the people that you disperse to all the people that wants to get to know who you are, Lord, and that they're able to sit down and have the conversation about who you are, Lord. I thank you for peace around the world. I thank you for all that you do for each and every family represented on this call and to all the guests worldwide. I thank you, Lord, for the assistance that you send for the devastated countries and cities, Lord. All I pray, I love you very much. To Jesus Christ's name, giving you honor, glory, amen.
At midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteousness judgment. Remember the word unto thy servant upon which thou hast caused me to hope. Father God, I thank you for another day to come before your presence with grace and thanksgiving, peace and thanksgiving, love and thanksgiving. Father, I thank you for every prayer that is uttered on this line today. Father, from our mouths to your ears. Father, we know that all things come together because of what you have ordained for it to be in our lives. And we thank you and we praise you. Father, we thank you for unconditional love that you have for your people. Father, we thank you for the grace that you grant us every day to wake up and breathe another day. Father, we thank you for the open doors of opportunity. We thank you for the boldness in stepping out to take a risk, knowing that there's no failure in you. Father, we thank you for keeping a hedge of protection around the men and women that serve in our country so diligently, from the Navy, Air Force, Marines. And Father, we thank you that you keep their families at perfect peace. We thank you for the holidays. We thank you for the birth of your son, Lord. We thank you that he was a yes for all mankind. Father, we thank you for protecting our children from the north, south, east, and west. Father, we thank you for victory and success in every endeavor. And we thank you that you show up on time as always, Lord, because we know no weapon formed against us shall ever prosper. Father, we take pride in your law. We take pride in submission unto you. Father, we take pride to know that everything will always be in divine order if we trust you. Father, I thank you for Archbishop, Master Prophet, even our Jordan, our leader. I thank you for our leading lady, Pastor Prophet, Deborah Jordan. Father, as they are away on vacation, Lord, give them the strength. Continue to give them the wisdom, Father, because they serve you 24/7. And we're just grateful to be in their presence. We're grateful to walk in their stature. And, Father, I thank you for every prophet that's on this line. I thank you for family legacy. I thank you for restoration and debt cancellation. Father, I thank you for the great I am in which you are. And I thank you for being a servant. In Jesus' almighty name, amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And the king will answer and say to them, assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. Matthew 25:37-40. Jesus, you don't call me merely to care about. You call me to care for. So as you open my eyes to the very real poverty and pain in my world, please open my heart to be generous with your blessings and show me the specific action steps you have to me to take to care for the least of these. Father God, I want to thank and praise your holy and righteous name for the company of prophets, Lord God. I want to thank you for the Master Prophet Ebernard Jordan and Pastor Lady Deborah Jordan, oh Father God, as they continue to open up the doors to allow us to share our gifts and talents with the world, oh dear God. We thank you for this platform to be humble, oh dear God, to come to your throne of grace, oh dear God, to have the mercy and the favor bestowed upon us, Lord God. We thank you for those that were mentioned on the sick list, oh dear God. But Lord God, I ask a special blessing, oh dear God, for my mom, Vivian Croswell, my son, Ladreus, Lord God, and Granny Patterson and Darnell Winningham and Felita Poole, oh dear God, that you would do a special thing, oh dear God, because Lord God, you said by your stripes you are healed, and we will not believe the report of the doctor, oh Father God, because you are the ultimate doctor, Lord God. But Lord God, we thank you in advance, Lord God, because you said where there are two are gathered in your name, you will truly be in the midst, and we feel you in the midst right now, Lord God. We thank you for sending the Holy Ghost to be our comforter, oh dear God, our paracletos to show us the way, oh Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for just continue to uplift us, oh dear God. Lord God, we praise your holy and righteous name for the governmental officials, oh Father God, that they will tune their ears in to hear you, Lord God, to tune their eyes in to see you, Lord God, to tune their chakras so that they'll be able to feel you in each and every way, oh dear God. And if they don't know you in the pardon of their sins, oh dear God, that they will cry out and be submissive to your will, dear God. Because Lord God, you said that man is supposed to be submissive unto you as women is submissive unto men, Father God, as they serve you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for just being our Lord and our shepherd, that we shall not want in this season. We thank you for the new open doors. We thank you for the marriage marriages that you continue to bless, O dear God, and that you shall not separate unless it's been ordained by thee, Father God. We thank you for putting a hedge of protection around our children, Lord God. I thank you for my new sisters, O Father God. I thank you for my new brothers, O dear God. I thank you for the new relationships and partnerships, O dear God, and the new open doors. I thank you for just eradicating poverty all over this land, O dear God. I thank you, Lord God, for just bringing restoration and debt cancellation to all of those that are suffering in it, O Father God. Lord God, we thank you. We love you. We give you the honor, the glory, and the praise, Lord God. And Lord God, I ask a special blessing, Lord God, for Pastor Mascarene Cohen, O dear God, and Prophetess Barbara Tucker, Lord God, in their absence, Father God, that you will continue to put a hedge of protection around them, put a special anointing upon them that they will continue to carry out your word, O dear God. And Lord God, we just ask that you continue to allow us to be faithful to your will, Lord God, faithful to your word, Lord God, that you will continue to open doors for us, Lord God. And we thank you in advance, and we love you, and we praise thee. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Glory be to God, even so far we give you thanks. And we give you praise, knowing, Father, that all things shall work together for good. To them that love the Lord, to them are called according to your purpose. We thank you, Father, that your promises and your word in you, Lord, is yea, and in him, amen. And we thank you, Father, for the open doors, my God, that you have established even this day. Lord, that your name will and shall be glorified. The saints will be edified. The body of Christ, Father, will be built up, and we in turn will give you the glory and the praise and the honor. We thank you, Father, Lord, for Lord, your presence, my God, knowing that, Father, in your presence, my God, there's fullness of joy, and at your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. We thank you for your anointing, my God, release upon the lives of your people. The new things, Father, you are doing before the spring, for you're already telling us about them, Father. We thank you for our Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan, and First leading Lady Pastor Deborah Jordan, Father, in the vision, and the new things, Father, you're establishing. Even the spirit of boldness, Father, of the mysteries you're unfolding, even at sea, my God, in the name of Jesus, even the cosmos realm, Father. We thank you for, Lord Jesus, revelation knowledge. We thank you for opening the eyes of understanding, Father. I breathe upon us afresh, my God. We thank you for angelical visitation, that, Father, you have visited us even in the night season, that you are ministering, Father, even to the families, my God, even the mothers in Zion, my God, Lord, even though those who are our strength, our weak, even now, my God, your strength in my God. And we thank you, Father, for the grace and favor that you have placed upon the lives of your people, even the body of Christ, even, Lord, in nations, Father, your nation, your people, Israel, Father, and the Redeemer of the Lord. We thank you, Father, for the covering of your blood, Father, that flows in every vein, every cell, and restoring life, my God, knowing that the life of the flesh is in the blood. And we thank you for our blood covering over families, my God, those who are traveling by land, by air, by sea, by train, by tram, by bus, my God, even Lord, those pedestrians, Father, we thank you for your protection. Because, Father, we thank you because we know that you are eternal refuge and on each everlasting arms. Thank you for the healing that is taking place already, my God, because you serve with your stripes. We are healed. And we thank you, Father, that the healing is released upon those who are afflicted in bodies, my God. For you said many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord, you deliver us out of them. We thank you, Father, for a turnaround in the lives of your people, even others, my God. See them, my God, Lord, being pointed, my God, to, Lord, the greater light that you are in the lives of us as your people, my God. And we bless you, Father, for blessing us and cause us to be a blessing even to others, my God. And we decree the blessing of the Lord, it make it rich, and it add no sorrow with it. And we thank you, Father, for the open doors, because you are the door in our lives. And we bless you, we praise you, we honor you, and we adore you, and give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Father, we thank you and we exalt your name because your name is above every name. And God, we pray that every soul will become subject to the higher power, God, and we give thanks in all things. And Father, we acknowledge you in all of our ways, and we pray that you will direct our path daily. We humble ourselves and we pray, God, that you will heal our land. We pray for our cities. We pray for Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. We pray for Los Angeles, San Francisco, Chicago, Washington, D.C., and New York, God. We pray, Father, that you will cover the borders of these cities with a mighty hand. We thank you, God, that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. For you govern all nations, God, and we thank you and we pray for the United States that it will be a nation under God. We pray for Israel, Father, and Father, we pray that those that bless Israel will be blessed. We pray that those that curse Israel according to your word will be cursed. We pray peace in Jerusalem, God. We pray that you quiet the rift in the spirit. We speak peace to the nations, Father. And we thank you, God, that you incline your ear, God, and that you open your eyes and behold the desolations and the deceitfulness of men. Father, we thank you, God, that you see the injustice and the wickedness and the racism and the greed, God. And Father God, we thank you that the wicked will soon be cut down, God, like grass and wither as a green herb. And we thank you, Father God, that the wicked will be no more and evil men will disappear, God. We thank you, Lord. Let your mercy cover your bride and let mercy, Father God, supersede in our daily lives. Amen.
Amen. Father God, thank you, God, for being the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by you. Father God, we give you all honor and praise and thanksgiving, God. We thank you, God, because this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for making us prosperous, oh God. We thank you, God, that we are above only, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for letting us pass towards the mark of our high calling in Christ Jesus, the Lord, this new year. Oh, God. Oh, God, and we thank you, God, for being patient with us. We thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy. We thank you, God, for granting us this new year the faith to live the life of a Christian, oh, God, and the life that you have us to. God, we thank you, God, that we may speak first of all thy kingdom and its righteousness, oh, God. We thank you, God, that may our the highest ambition, Father God, be to know you more full and this and follow you in your footsteps, oh God. And we thank you, God, for being our fountain of light and love, oh God. We thank you, God, for the right divine relationship. We thank you, God, for relationship healing, oh God. And we thank you, God, for our leader, Lord, Master Prophet and the leading lady, Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We thank you, God, for blessing them as they travel, oh God. And we thank you, God, for giving them direction in their lives and in the lives of your people, oh God. And we thank you, God, for your hedge of protection over us, over our children, our loved ones, and all around us, oh God. And we thank you, God, for all the names that been named, God. We thank you, God, for healing them from the top of their crown to the bottom of the soles of their feet, oh God. And we thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned. Because when you arise, dear Lord, the enemy scatters. Thank you, Almighty One, in your precious, masterful name we pray, amen and amen.
The Lord said, look, they are one people with the same language for all of them. And this is only the beginning of what they will do. Nothing that they have in mind to do will be impossible to them. For thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in heaven and in earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord. Thou art exalted, head above all. And we sing unto you, Lord, a new song, for you've done marvelous things unto us. Your right hand and your arm is holy, and you've gotten great victory on our behalf. We thank you, Lord God, that death is swallowed up in victory. We thank you, God, that lack is swallowed up in victory. We thank you, God, that sickness and disease is swallowed up in victory. We thank you, O God, that every generational curse is swallowed up in victory. We thank you, Lord God, that divorce and schism and division and strife is swallowed up in victory. We thank you, Lord God, that rebellion is swallowed up in victory. We thank you, God, that every witchcraft curse is swallowed up in victory. Every warlock is swallowed up in victory. Every witch, my God, is rerouted. Every curse is canceled and sent back to the sender in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that no weapon that is formed against your people shall prosper, and every tongue risen against us in judgment is already condemned. We thank you, Lord God, that we walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor do we stand in the way of the sinner, nor do we sit in the seat of the scornful, but our delight is in your law, and in your law we meditate day and night, and we are like trees planted by the rivers of water, and we bring forth our fruit now. We bring forth the manifestation now. We bring forth, Lord God, victory now. And also our leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever we do prosper. We thank you, Lord God, for the new businesses. We thank you, Lord God, for the new jobs and the promotions. We thank you, Lord God, for expansion. We thank you, Lord God, for divine elevation. We thank you, Lord God, for increase. We thank you, Lord God, for canceling every evil report. We thank you, Lord God, for rerouting and reversing every negative prognosis, Lord God. We thank you for the clean bill of health, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the healing of blood pressure and diabetes and kidney disorders. We thank you, Lord God, for the heart palpitations ceasing being regulated even now. We thank you for regulating blood flow, Lord God, and removing inflammation from the joints. We thank you for healing from fibromyalgia, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for restoration and repair of all finances. Because the thief cometh before to steal, kill, and destroy, but you have come. And we thank you for coming. We thank you for showing up. We thank you for showing out. You come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And we bless you for our Archbishop. We bless you for Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We bless you for this time of rest. We thank you for this time of calm on the seas. We thank you for this time of restoration and elevation and fresh download, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that they shall return home refreshed as never before. Father God, strengthened as never before. We thank you, Lord God, that as we stand together and strengthen their hands and undergird them, we thank you, Lord God, that every enemy has become our enemy. Every foe has become our foe. And we stand against every witchcraft prayer, and we cancel every assignment of the enemy, and we reroute every curse. We reroute it back to the sender 100-fold return, and we bless you. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. All right, people of God, for the next couple minutes, we're just going to worship.
Hallelujah.
For standing with us as we stand for the people of God and trust the Lord for your miracles. Amen. And I know Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan is elated that we are continuing, amen, to be a yes. Amen. And we just want to encourage you and encourage your faith in the things of God. Amen. And we want you to consider, amen, in this season of commemorating the birth of Christ, that you bless the ministry with your gifts of thanksgiving and appreciation for this platform, for this open door. Amen. You're, of course, whenever you sow a seed, a prophet will contact you and minister to you one to one. But amen, there comes a time that you ought to just give because you have an attitude of gratitude and an attitude of appreciation for what God has provided for us in the way of our Archbishop and Pastor Deborah, amen. They are the gifts that continue to give. And here's a season, an opportunity for you to be grateful because who's up at midnight praying for you? Amen. If you didn't have this prayer call, amen, where would you go? Amen. Who would you call to say, pray for me? Pray for my loved one. Pray for my situation. Amen. Amen. So thank you for being with us. Amen. And now for the announcements. Of course, we have our Archbishop on the conference calls every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. Amen. For live teaching. And if you are in the New York area, on New Year's Eve night, December 31st, 10 p.m., for the oil mixing service, amen, at the Eagles House. You want to RSVP at 888-831-0434. And again, you may text your donation. Of course, there's several ways that you can give, but the most expeditious way of giving is you can text your donation to 646-762-0433. Amen. Or you can call 888-831-0434 or 212-316-2177. Or you can go to ZoeMinistries.com and sow your seed there, or BishopJordan.com and sow your seed. There's so many ways that you can show your gratitude and appreciation. Amen. Prophecology. If you are attending prophecology, you must register for the event, by providing your itinerary and your roommate selection, that your concierge may better assist you during your stay from February 23rd through the 26th. There's some details that you must provide us. Amen. Also, Pop Life Radio, join live conference call every Monday through Friday at 12 noon. Amen. Powerful, powerful presentations on Pop Life Radio. And 8 p.m., amen, Monday through Saturday, you have our very own prophet, Joshua Jordan. Amen. I tell you, his ministry has gone to the next level. God is really using him, and he is blessing the people of God. And join us again for another Midnight Cry with Pastor Deborah Jordan, our very own leading lady, the wife of our Archbishop, the anointed neck that is turning the prophetic head. Amen. You want to be with us. And post the phone number on your Facebook page, on your Instagram page. Amen. On your Twitter. Invite others to come and join us for this season of prayer. Many have transitioned during this season, and I'm wondering if we had been interceding for them, would they have crossed over? Amen. We need to be praying for the people of God, and you need to allow the spirit of evangelism to rest upon you that you may share and reach out and invite others to this prayer call. To also submit their prayer requests at www.PastorDeborahJordan.com. Amen. Did I miss anything, Company Prophet?
No, you have not.
Amen. Thank you so much. And once again, I don't want to be remiss in thanking you, Company of Prophets, for standing with us as we stay on the wall, amen, and stand with the people of God for their miracle, amen. And as we know, when we stand for others, God will stand for us, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Bless you, and have a great rest of the day.
God bless you. Love you all to life.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless everyone. Love you to life.
Good night. God bless you.